This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour is Friday the 5th of May, Cinco de Mayo. May is Mental Health Month as well. So we have to get our best head on as a part of the challenge here. Part of the exercise on Fridays at this hour is to go through the charts from Talkers Magazine, the charts being something that nobody else has, thank heavens. I have excluded myself from the rest of the TalkStream maelstrom by having an overview of what all the rest of them have been talking about in News Talk circles. So, this is according to the research at Talkers Magazine, anyway. So, if you would like to bear with me, I hope this isn't an exercise in, oh, not that again. I don't think that's the case. It's sort of a Friday tradition, Kara, right? Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. This is something that we all sort of look forward to because it does present us with opportunities to talk about some things maybe that we haven't talked much about this week, or we can go back and say,
your favorite way to talk about things.
Okay, so at number 10, the general activity on the sports front, NBA, the end of the season, NHL. Isn't it ridiculous in May? Doesn't it feel silly to be playing hockey and basketball? It's a baseball time of year. It's that time of year.
Yeah, well, in that case, baseball is essentially the entire year, so we never get to play any other sports. Baseball goes on forever.
February to, October?
Okay, fit all the other sports into
football. Football goes on and on, starts in July and goes till February. The time
so why can't basketball and hockey?
Because they're boring.
Well, I will say the same about baseball, and we'll agree to disagree.
All right, let's do that. Number 9 sounds like a good talk radio conversation. We agree to disagree. The baseball situation at Fenway Park this week, the 3 games between the Red Sox and Baltimore, and whether or not there is racism in Boston. Of course there's racism in Boston. It's the most racist city in the country, far worse than some of the places you'd expect to find racism, like down I don't want to make people feel badly in the other parts of the country. Number 8, the French presidential race. You see the guy who one's wife is like twice his age? Isn't that the fellow?
Yeah, he's in his 30s, she's in his 60s.
Yay!
And now most older women are saying, I guess I'll move to France.
There you go. Help yourself. Let's see here. Number 7, another killing police officer, teenager, Texas. What could go wrong in that situation? Number 6, that idiot Stephen Colbert. What an a-hole. Number 5, the budget. Number 4, signed order yesterday that I don't really understand. So I'm not going to criticize it until I kind of nose around a little bit more. The religious freedom order. How much more religious freedom do we need? And what brought that about? Sounds like a Mike Pence bill to me. Those are the things that are on the fringe of rightism. I don't see this. I don't want people in religion being involved in politics because there's a separation of church and state. That's pretty clear. It's got freedom of speech. Number 3, situation with North Korea. Number 2, I don't know if I want to use that word again. Mr. Comey, the head of the FBI, has a hearing on Capitol Hill, and Hillary Clinton says, if it had only been a week earlier, I would have won. Okay, number 1, the health care bill. I don't see in here, maybe 10A would be the situation at Fox again, because I think a lot of people were talking about that. Hannity The Last Stand, I think that it might be described as The Last Stand of Hannity. I don't mean that he's falling apart. I think the whole bunch of them are going to get together and go somewhere else. I think that they all have, there's plenty of dough and they can find somebody to back them. So, expect that Ailes and Schein, who is his assistant, and O'Reilly and Hannity will show up somewhere else. I don't know that. I'm speculating. And I feel pretty good about my speculation. Good in the sense that I think I'm right. All right, let's see. In terms of people who are always, we have 10 stories and 10 people on the top of the list. Number 10, the people who are now in charge in France. I'm going to pronounce their names because there's two or three. Macron and Le Pen. She was the opposition, right? He was the young guy. Isn't he a lefty? Is Macron left of center? I think he is.
Yeah, he is left of center. I think he was technically whatever they consider independent, but now he's running as left, and he's the young guy. And then, the opposition is Marine Le Pen.
What makes him attractive? Is the fact that he is left of center, would it be if you were right of center, would you have a 30-year-old woman or a woman who's 30 years older than you being your partner? You think that's part of the mindset? I'm a liberal free thinker, therefore I can love somebody who's 30 years old.
He's never been involved in politics before, so I don't think that her age has anything to do with his political aspirations.
All right, number 9, Jimmy Kimmel. Story about his son and the way the news media has followed it. How do I say this? I'm just going to say it. If Jimmy Kimmel were not of the political persuasion that he is, I'm not discounting what went on, nor am I saying that he has been anything other than genuine and that the world ought to be anything more than concerned about this sort of thing. Whether it's, if it was somebody, let's say, Kara, it was your sister who had the problem. Fortunately, she doesn't because she's got a good, healthy baby. But let's say she did. Would she have gotten the kind of news coverage that Jimmy Kimmel got for having the same problem?
Obviously not, but I don't. I mean, why would she?
Well,
she's not going to get the same kind
problem. Why is he special? Because he does a late night show?
Because that's how celebrity works.
That's why I don't like celebrity. Because it calls attention. Although the other side of it, the good side of it may be that because this is a problem that I don't know that is growing, but there is a problem with a lot of times. I don't think this was a premature birth, but in premature babies, these sorts of things are not developed well. And they can be a problem. And the calling of attention to how it would be taken care of in terms of health insurance, I think that's a good thing. But I do think it was meant to be a shot at the Trump health bill, was it not? Because under the bill that's being considered, he has money and so he can take care of his child. But in some circumstances, because because there's a birth involved, this would be considered a pre-existing condition, and some heartless bastard in an insurance company would say, pre-existing condition doesn't get covered.
Well, it seems like a relevant shot then. If it was my sister who had that problem, and she's not rich, and for some reason it was considered a pre-existing condition, and she couldn't pay for it, well, then I would be glad that a celebrity has brought it up.
Be careful how I put this, because, as usual, I think the news media is the culprit. Paying more attention to him because it's him than the situation. The situation warrants the coverage, not him. Does that make sense?
I guess, but I'm not sure it's quite as easy to separate.
No, it's not, but I'm making a point.
And I don't think it would stay in the news as long if they also didn't focus on him, if they just focused on the story, and so which one's better? The fact that it gets to stay in the news longer because they're also focusing on him?
Frailty or a foible of the news media, but the fact that we know about what happened, I hope that the information is used to help make a better health care bill. That's how I would like to see it come out. Number 8, Stephen Colbert. There's nothing good to say about him, so as my mother used to say, don't say anything at all. Sean Spicer, many of you would say there's nothing good to say about him either. So why would we say anything at all? I know, number six, Kim Jong-un, nobody's got anything good. Somebody must love him, though, someplace, right? Or doesn't he use prostitutes for his sexual...
I don't know. I'm sure somebody pretends to love him so they don't get offed. But
right.
Yeah, right. If I was part
love
of his family, I'm not sure
you.
I would.
Yeah, right. Number five, Paul Ryan. A lot of people love him. Barack Obama's number four. A lot of people like him. Hillary Clinton's number three. Lots of people love her. Number two, James Comey. Like, a lot of people love him. Donald Trump, number one. A lot of people love him. All right. So on that list, who's not lovable? The only one, as far as I'm concerned, is Colbert, and somebody must love him. So, but then I jest. So people might. No, I'm not jesting about Colbert. I've always found him annoying. And so I've always found Kim Jong-un annoying. So there we have. They have something in common. How about that? Kim Jong-un and Stephen Colbert have something in common. How would Kim Jong-un be as a late-night television host? And how would Stephen Colbert be as the dictator of North Korea? Say they changed
I think
spots.
They should both stick to their day jobs.
You think so?
Huh. Yeah, I'm not sure that Kim Jong-un
would
could
do without both
funny.
Of them in their day. I think they could both easily be dispatched in their day jobs and nobody would miss them. How's that?
I don't know if you're right about Colbert, that no one would miss him. But the other case, you might be right.
All right, here I am, right again, at 18 past the hour. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural. No harmful chemicals, no synthetics. And they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
Get to Kohl's Super Saturday. This Saturday until 1 p.m., shop early birds for the perfect gift for mom. And friends and family take an extra 20% off. Give her diamond earrings for just $39.99. $15.99 Sonoma pajamas, and spring candles only $7.19. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. It's Super Saturday. This Saturday, only at Kohl's. Select styles, 20% off for valid May 4th through 7th. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. The Bayonne Bridge connects New Jersey with Staten Island, and it spans one of the busiest shipping channels in the country. The road sits 151 feet above the water, which was fine until recently. You see, the Panama Canal was widened to allow larger ships, and the new ships wouldn't fit below the bridge. To solve this problem, an ingenious plan was developed to raise the existing road higher inside the bridge's arch. It would accommodate the bigger ships, save nearly $3 billion, and have virtually no environmental impact by using the same foundations as the existing bridge. Despite that, the project got bogged down in red tape. The mandatory environmental review filled 20,000 pages and still wasn't able to thwart a lawsuit by an environmental group. Let's be fair. All these delays mean that the bridge won't be completed until 10 years after planning began, the same amount of time that it took the U.S. to complete the entire Panama Canal 100 years ago. Learn more at centerforamericatv.org.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety campaign.
Thank you.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
The Morticians of Music to appear on the radio again. It's a musical moment every day at this time, devoted to those who are great singers and songsters, but have hit the road, if you know what I mean. James Brown is one of those puppies, but we ought to celebrate his birthday. He would have been 73 yesterday. All kinds of activity on social media praising James Brown, also known, a.k.a. the Godfather of Soul. Billboard magazine actually did a tribute to Brown with a retrospective on some of the big hits. This is Try Me, I think, isn't it, Kara?
It sure is.
It's from January 1959. This is probably the quietest thing he ever did. sort of moving on. But I do like this, because this is sort of from the early days of Alan Freed and rock and roll in Cleveland. This is what it sounded like, this kind of stuff. And then he, as he produced more music, there were 90 songs that got onto the charts during his tenure. But this is the one that got him to number one. You think of James Brown, you think of this. Number one for 12 weeks in a row, 1965. Let's see, what else has he got in his bag? Papa got a brand new bag, another big hit for him. Who doesn't remember this?
Oh, these songs are so timeless.
Oh, they are.
It's amazing.
And this one was a little slower. It's a man's world. I didn't like this one. I never did.
Oh, this is a good one. Yeah. But it would be nothing.
Nothing. By the way, his English was really hard. All right, Cold Sweat, another one of his big tunes. This was typical of his. Get a cold sweat. He sweat more on... He and... the guy's name that did the orchestra was the big heavy black guy as a cab driver. Barry White. Man, did that guy sweat.
He
I mean, really, yeah, these two guys, man, could they were really at it. There are very few people who are musically inclined that I like more than Barry White. There's something about his music and his presence that was so fabulous. But James Brown, I mean, the guy had it. These people have it. Brown had 110, did I say 90? 110 entries, well, 90 on the pop charts, 110 on the R&B slots. Most number ones, let's see, behind Aretha and Steve Wonder. Okay, so Aretha's number one, Stevie Wonder's number two, and James Brown number three on the list. Got a couple of Grammy Awards, and he was in the first class of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Good. What year did he die?
No, 7-8 years ago. I don't remember exactly.
Isn't it weird that he was only 70? He would have been only 73? I thought for sure he would have been in his 80s.
Yeah, me too.
Kind of drugs he was on. He was
Yeah,
he died in 2006.
Yeah. All right, Glenn Campbell saying goodbye again. Title track off his new final studio album is Adios. 81-year-old singer in the final stages of Alzheimer's. Adios was previously in the adult contemporary world for Linda Ronstadt in the 90s. I feel so bad. I want to cry when I hear it. Adios,
adios. Why are they doing this?
I don't know.
Because he's not doing this. This is his family that's dragging this out and making it more dramatic. And he should be able to be at peace and have dignity. Yeah. And
I agree with you, Jennifer. All right, so I don't want to play anymore. I don't want to hear it. 28 past the hour. On the California coast. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. JV, one more time, to post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-828-1177. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our team help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-828-1177. 800-828-1177. 800-828-1177. Results may vary.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Happy to be here Friday morning. It's 34 after the hour. Do I sound like your local announcer? This is Doug Steffen, your local announcer, even though I'm not local. Well, I am in a sense because I'm on your local radio station for the most part, along with Kara Schillen, reviewing some of the hot hits, the things in radio. Well, when we think about the hot hits in radio, do we think about radio itself? Not to let the opportunity pass by to take another shot at Fox. The news media is all over a story regarding Fox News Radio's former Middle East correspondent Jessica Gollaher. Sounds like it's an important job. She says she was fired. And the reason she was fired was because the company didn't like her using their hotline to complain about gender discrimination. No. Sexual discrimination at Fox? Whoa! Who would have thought that would go on? Huh? Can you imagine? She was in the Middle East using the hotline, and she sent a note to the boss, said, I don't like what's going on here. And they said, that's too bad, because you're fired. And so she's suing them, and Fox says they'll vigorously defend themselves in this matter. Okay. So on the other side, a lot of yak about Ryan Seacrest this week, too, the host of American Idol. They've done lots of television work, lots of radio work. So just to make sure he had a really good week, he started his $20 million a year gig with Kelly Ripa. So what is it called? Kelly and Ryan Live? Is that what it's called? I guess they just call it Live now.
I don't know about the Live part. I thought it was Kelly and Ryan, but there might be, it might say Live at the end.
Anyway, long way from, but isn't it interesting? Cause a lot of the things that Ryan has done, not only come out of the Dick Clark playbook and the Larry King playbook, but also, who was the first co-host with Kelly? Actually, before Kelly, it was Kathy and, you know, remember Regis Philbin? Regis had a lot of the same things. He was a utilitarian guy that could do anything on television. So it found another utility player. Ryan not only started his $20 million a year gig doing that live show, but he signed a new $74 million deal to stay on the radio. So he now does the live thing, and he does the mornings on the radio station in Los Angeles. They take stuff out of that show and make it a sort of on-air business that you can use on rock radio stations during the day. He does American Top 40, the old Casey Kasem gig, and he hosts a lot of those music, the iHeart Radio Music Award things and whatever else they do. So he's keeping that gig. And the confirmation came down yesterday from ABC that, yes, in fact, American Idol is probably headed toward ABC and a revival. And Ryan says, I can't imagine a world without American Idol. And I can't imagine it not being at ABC. And I can't imagine I'm not the host of it. So I hope he is. I like the guy. I think he's good. Okay, so that's the radio gossip. Let's move on to the GOP replacement health care bill. Here's a blogger with Paul Ryan.
Congress has taken the first step toward repealing and replacing Obamacare.
A lot of us have been waiting 7 years to cast this vote. Many of us are here because we pledged to cast this very vote.
Getting rid of the Affordable Care Act was one of President Donald Trump's main campaign promises. Less than 24 hours before the vote, GOP leaders were confident the latest version of the bill would pass. This is the second time Republicans have pushed an Obamacare replacement. The first version, proposed in late March, was deeply unpopular on both sides of the aisle. Democrats blasted the initial bill, saying it would strip health insurance coverage from millions of Americans. Some Republicans also resisted the bill. Many said it wasn't a big enough change from the existing health care system. Senator Rand Paul called it Obamacare Lite. Speaker Paul Ryan pulled it before it even went to a vote. Trump Care 2.0 still isn't popular among Democrats and even some Republicans, partly because the Congressional Budget Office hasn't reviewed it. The office estimates how many people would lose coverage and how much the bill would cost. Still, the Republican majority in the House was enough to push the American Health Care Act through. The vote on the bill passed 217 to 213.
You have every provision of this bill tattooed on your forehead. You will glow in the dark on this one. You will glow in the dark.
This is the first step in a three-part Republican plan to overhaul the American health care system. The bill still needs 50 votes in the Senate to reach the president's desk.
Okay. So we have our high school senior, who is the blogger there, and Nancy Pelosi. What a great combination. There are reasons to be concerned, but I don't trust the news or media coverage, and I haven't seen anybody take this apart really yet, but it does look like it would change the number of people who might be covered in certain circumstances depending on income, and I don't think that's too cool. But the problem is, how do you pay for it? What's happened and what never gets covered here, what never gets talked about, is the reason the Obamacare thing failed in the first place. First of all, it was too big, impossible to manage. Hello, remember when they started or tried to start the website and it cost $1 billion to fix the damn thing? And then it never really worked. And then the prices were good at the beginning because there was a lot of competition. And then insurance companies couldn't make any money, so they stopped covering and dropped out. And so the price went up. And then it became you and I were paying for the health insurance for people who couldn't afford it. And that's socialism. That's socialized medicine. That's socialism. And that's not what America is, or was. It became pretty socialistic under Obama. But I don't think that's what it's all about. But then you say, okay, well, how do you pay for it? And then you get down to the brass tacks of, I don't know. But I know that I don't feel like that I should be told I have to pay for it. If I want to help, maybe that's a good thing. Maybe if these people were smart, they'd figure out a way to make this, although taxation is deductible, but a better way, it would seem to me, is to set up insurance markets almost like a GoFundMe account and have that be a credit. If you want to give to the account, then that's something that can be deducted on your tax return. No, it's just very, it's sticky, it's difficult. It is, it's very difficult. Speaking of difficulties, Delta had another black eye. Well, they've only had one. Let's see what the score is here. I think United's 3, Delta's 2, and America's 1 in the hit parade. The second Delta airline problem yesterday, skirmish in California, where a family said they were kicked off the flight because they wouldn't give up a seat that they bought for their teenage son. They wanted to use it for their 2-year-old son. But if the name isn't the same, you have to have a seat. Yeah, I don't think you have to have a seat. You don't have to pay for a seat for a 2-year-old. But the son, if I understand correctly what happened, that was originally supposed to go, didn't. So Brian and Brittany Shear of Huntington Beach, coming back from Hawaii on a red-eye flight, they had, I guess they did, they had both of their children with them. They purchased the seat on the flight for their 18-year-old son, Mason, but decided to fly him back to Los Angeles on an earlier flight so they could use the seat for their younger sibling, Grayson. But his name wasn't on the ticket. So if the name's not on the ticket, you got to give up your seat. In the video, somebody is heard telling Brian Shear, give up the seat or you're going to jail. And your wife's going to jail. And they'll take your children from you. What a stupid son of a bitch. Do these people not learn anything from what goes on in the rest of the news? So Shear says, so we're going to be in jail and my kids are going to be what? So the mistake was not to have the seat in the name of the child, but the other side is that Delta made a mess of it, as these people are just tone deaf when it comes to this stuff. Just completely tone deaf. Aye. All right. So there's an observation. Let's see. What else have we got to observe? China's trying to do something that only America and the European alliance has done. We'll talk about that and whether you would engage in activity that would involve this thing in a matter of moments here. 44 after on Good Day.
Hey, remember a couple of years ago when we thought we'd save some money with do-it-yourself window coverings?
Unfortunately, yes. I measured.
I ordered.
We both installed. What a disaster.
All the way around. And we're pretty good at do-it-yourself. But obviously, window coverings really call for a pro.
A pro from Budget Blinds.
They're the do-it-for-me people. They bring the store to you, come in and measure, then install it all.
And that style and service for every budget thing they talk about? Turns out it's for real.
Right. Budget Blinds has no surprises pricing and a no questions asked warranty. The best in the business.
That's a no-brainer.
And this spring, you could get up to $500 off on Signature Series window coverings.
Save money and your dignity. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS.
Or go online to budgetblinds.com.
855-BUDGETBLINDS or budgetblinds.com. Forget do-it-yourself.
Get an expert to do it for you at a price that fits your budget. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Mother's Day is Sunday, the 14th of May. Sherry's Berries, offering huge, freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99 plus shipping. And right now, you can double the berries for just $10 more. Pick your delivery date, and these berries are guaranteed to arrive fresh and delicious, or you'll get your money back. You may think you've seen gourmet dipped strawberries before, but you've never seen anything like this. Sherry's Berries are huge. They're sweet. They're juicy. They're covered in decadent toppings like chocolate chips, chopped nuts, milk chocolate, dark chocolate. All these things are so great. Yum, yum, yum. Sherry's Berries are an unexpected gift that will put a smile on any mother's face. Surprise your mom by going on right now to berries.com and use the code DJV. That's BERRIES.com, berries.com. The code is DJV. My mother always used to say, you are what you eat. And she was right, but who knows what's healthy anymore? Here's something to think about. Drinking Super Beets. What are Super Beets? Super Beets is a circulation superfood. One glass a day gives you the cardiovascular power of this amazing vegetable. Why is it important for you? It's about healthy blood flow. If you're over 40, your body may be losing its efficiency around energy, stamina, and even maintaining healthy blood pressure. Drinking superfoods helps to feed your body's cardiovascular and circulatory system and boost your stamina and energy at the core. So do something good for yourself right now. Call 800-655-4183. Get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order of Super Beets in regular or cherry flavor. Plus free shipping as well. Go to DougLikesBeets.com to order or call 800-655-4183 or order at DougLikesBeets.com.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every single day, starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move, the glitchy robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with simple smart search features, photos, video walkthroughs, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
Okay, I'm not going to be the first person to line up for a trip on the first Chinese jet. They have, for the last 7 years, been trying to figure out how to build their own airliner. And so the first of these planes takes its first flight today. As you know, the two big airline manufacturers are Boeing and Airbus. Airbus came into the business in the early 70s, late 60s, actually, it was a plant that was used to make planes in World War II, and they converted it. So now Airbus has a very significant position in the marketplace, second just by a hair to Boeing. And their airliners, the Boeing 737, the Airbus 320, 321, are the size planes that are the competition. And the Chinese says, why should we give this all up to the West? We're going to build our own plane. I think Boeing just got a big deal to sell a lot of planes to China, and they're supposed to be building a plant over there to help the final assembly of the plane. But they sold like 3,000 planes or something to the Chinese over the next 10, 15 years. So this is an interesting development. But as I said, you're not catching me as their first one in any Chinese plane. It's like, have you ever seen a Chinese car? There's no Chinese cars. Right? There's Korean cars, Japanese cars, but there are no Chinese cars. There's a reason for that. Is there a Laotian car? Is there a Vietnamese car? No. There is no. The Russians have a car, but you don't see them selling anywhere outside of Russia. When's the last time you went to France or Germany and saw a Russian car? They just don't.
I imagine
there.
A Russian car is just a tank.
No, they make those little things. They look like a Fiat. All right, there's my observation as we get ourselves up to 10 minutes before the hour here on Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System. To today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Thank you. answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.